Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The first question that everybody has on their minds is who's to blame for this season of absolute ineptitude with the Lakers. That, I mean, the biggest thing was Magic Johnson, the greatest Laker of all time. Kobe's arguably, but I go with Magic. Stepping down without telling the owner, Jeannie Buss, who he's so close to, he refers to as his sister. He doesn't tell her he's stepping down. She hears it just like everybody else heard it, with him telling the media in an impromptu press conference. So it was a bad day for the Lakers. And who do you blame?
I blame Jeannie Buss
for this whole mess.
This whole thing that's gone down. Jeannie Buss has run the Lakers like a mom-and-pop store.
That's a fact.
And this is the problem. Think about her hires lately. They all have the Laker ties. And when you do that, Chris, sometimes you get jaded. You got too many people who everybody's connected. Sometimes you need to bring in fresh ideas, fresh thinking, different people. Everybody can't be tied to the Lakers. That's what we had. She went and got Magic Johnson, who was best friends with Dr. Jerry Buss, right? And played here. Rob Pelinka, Kobe's agent for a long time. That's another Laker tie.
Right.
Luke Walton, who's also tied, right, with the Phil Jackson, and she adores him and all that other stuff.
Right.
So this is why I'm saying I'm putting it all on her. I, in my heart.
Linda Rambis, who's Kurt Rambis' wife, is now.
She's an executive.
She's an executive.
Thanks, Chris.
Skip thinks Kurt Rambis could be the next GM.
Next
president.
This is what I'm saying.
He was on the plane reportedly all of a sudden out of nowhere a few weeks ago. And where is that coming from? You're right.
This is the thing. She has her dirt on her hands from this mess, because when you really look at what's happened here, I think that Magic, I don't believe when people were saying Magic quit on the Lakers because he didn't have the guts to fire Luke Walton. I never bought that for 2 seconds.
No.
The reason that Magic, to me, just up and quit, once it was clear, because she went public that she was against Luke Walton getting fired. Once an owner puts that out, She neutralizes Magic.
Do you think she was going to let? Because he said,
I don't believe it.
She gave me the power to do what I wanted to do.
I don't believe
it. Other reports have said the same thing. Here's Magic talking about it.
I don't want to be the one who, you know, have to, you know, it's a fine line, right? We have here. So I got to make a decision tomorrow, and I had made my decision, right? But I said, Irvin, no. I said, I knew how difficult it was for my sister to love me and support me and then also love him. And then I said, why am I in the middle of this? I don't have to be, you know? And then why am I have to make also deals or moves on other people's lives? I said, no, that's not who I am.
That's what a GM does, okay?
Right.
Magic, stop it. This isn't new. Coaches get hired and fired all the time. But here's the thing. He just told you that his power was basically neutralized by Jeannie Buss because she didn't want him to fire.
But that doesn't mean you can't.
Luke. But when you get that from the owner, he's saying, Chris, what? Because he says, she loves me, blah, 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 but she loves him too, that there's some fight between them. An organization stands as one. She hired Magic to make what? Basketball operation moves. That's his job. That's not her job. He didn't hire Luke. Every general manager and team president, they normally, Chris, get a chance to hire their guy. He came in. He could have said when he came, took the job, yes, but Luke's got to go. I want to bring in my own guy so that he wouldn't be in this position. What did he do? He allowed Luke to stay. He allowed Luke to stay.
He gave him a shot.
Okay, and there was no reason to let Luke stay from this standpoint. They had missed the playoffs. It wasn't like Luke had gotten them into the playoffs.
I have no problem with Magic letting Luke coach this season.
No, I'm
There's
just
no problem with that.
I do. If Magic Why? If Magic doesn't want him,
but
it's what
we didn't know Magic. I mean, I don't know. Look, you get beside Ujiri in Toronto didn't hire Dwayne Casey, but he let him coach it out for a few years because he was doing a good job.
Well, yeah, they had the best record in the East. But I don't think he was doing a good job.
They had the best record in the East when Masai got there.
No, but I'm saying in this case, if you don't allow your team president to have some clout, and also you raise doubt in the organization about Magic and his judgment when the owner is willing to go public and says she's against firing Luke. I just think it's a bad look. You're supposed to work in one as one. Not that Magic did that. I had nothing to do with it. And that's basically the way she painted Magic into a corner. And rather than do that, he decided, I don't want a part of this. That's not how a good organization runs. Stand by Magic. I think he did the right thing. I would have quit right on the spot as well. I would have walked.
Well, what you also said, though, that clip when Magic's talking about she loves Luke, she loves me. This is a business. Enough with the love. I love this person. I love that person. That's what you're saying. That's a mom and pop shop.
Yeah, it is.
In a league full of corporations.
No doubt about
Maybe
it.
Maybe worked in the 80s when you had Kareem and Magic and all those guys.
And people weren't
and
moving around, right?
And there was the free agency movement, as you said, wasn't as bad. This is 2019. We get it. You love this person.
You love Luke.
Why
we get it.
Right, Luke, look, I've backed Luke. I've said I don't think Luke Walton is the problem. But the fact of the matter is Luke Walton does need to go because your best player doesn't really believe in him. Your president, who's a Laker legend, didn't really believe
this
in him. I don't think your GM, Rob Pelinka, really believed in him. And you just holding on to him because he's like a son to you.
Right.
This is the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the glamour franchise of the NBA. And you're running it like it's a five and dime store on the corner of Sepulveda and Ventura.
Very nice. Sepulveda and Ventura. Chris, you pulled that out.
That's where we are right now.
Exactly.
Those two streets I know in LA. But seriously, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you 100%.
I'm with you. Like, heard that quote from Magic.
That tells you
what is all this love?
Right.
Fam, I get it. We're a family and all that. But that only goes so far.
That's not how you run a business.
Right.
When Uncle Joe isn't pulling his weight at the store, Uncle Joe got to work somewhere else.
Right.
He can't work here. He left the freezer open. All the food melted. Uncle Joe, we need a new guy.
You're fired.
She fired her brother. You know,
right.
Jim. I mean, I'm sorry. You're right. Now, again, I don't think she forbade Magic to fire Luke Walton, but putting it out there
publicly.
Publicly, and just making it a big, let him do what Jeannie Buss, God bless her. From what I'm told, she was great, really good on the business side of the Lakers.
But you don't know
She's not a basketball person. You hired Magic Johnson, the greatest Laker in history, to run basketball. Let him run it. Luke Walton or not.
And
you,
now,
come on.
And
what
now
is
here's
this?
The other part. If LeBron was in that camp with Magic about Luke, and now Luke is the winner. How does LeBron feel today? No wonder LeBron didn't want to talk last night. Magic's thing went long.
That said
a lot.
He didn't talk last night.
And he didn't talk after the game. He bolted.
No, and he didn't talk today. Rob G, the other Lakers talked.
That's what I'm saying.
Magic, LeBron did not talk.
What does that tell you?
Neither do I. That tells you that your prized possession, LeBron James,
ain't with it.
Right.
Ain't
and he
with
shouldn't
it.
Be. I mean, look, he says it. He knows what he signed up for. But he didn't know it was going to be this bad.
No, he got hoodwinked.
Bamboozled.
That's right.
Run amok.
Led astray.
He didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I think, with all due respect to Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson is the greatest Laker of all time. And he's had many different iterations of his Laker career, his playing career. Then he came back and played, and that was short-lived. Then he coached for 16 games.
I was at his first game
started
back.
Started well. His first game when he played,
when he made that
pass and faked out Sprewell, that was nice. He actually played. I thought he played
pretty
well.
But it was so weird because he was came back as a power forward. And I was like, wow.
He was giving them like 15, yeah. 8, and 6 or something.
I was also at that All-Star game when he came back.
He wasn't in the league.
And they put him in the game in Orlando.
Yeah, wow. I remember watching that.
He was great in that. That was one of the most memorable All-Star games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, he had that. And then, of course, as a front office executive, how do you guys think that this iteration of Magic's Lakers tenure, the executive aspect, will be remembered, the presidency?
Not good. But it's not going to change anything about Magic because people just love Magic. And whenever you win a championship, It's gonna supersede.
Or five.
Right, but I'm just saying. but people remember those special days when there's the parade, and I remember when we won, and nothing can take away from that because he had so much success. And yes, there'll be all kinds of stories about what happened. People are upset. There's no doubt about it. That'll go away. Magical will continue to be that guy and the smile that you remember and all that. I really don't think it will damage him long term. Are people mad at Magic right now? Absolutely.
As president, I look at it as not as bad as everybody else looks at it, right? He wasn't there that long. And then on top of that, he created cap space.
Right.
He landed the big star. So
did he really?
I mean,
yeah,
that's
okay.
Box office. You got to get somebody.
I'm just saying.
How is he not the biggest? Come on, stop it.
No, not that. I mean that he wanted to be here whether Magic was GM or not.
You telling me that if Magic wasn't here, Magic was the driving force. He didn't meet with anybody but Magic.
No, because he was destined to come to LA
through
Hollywood.
I agree that he wanted to come, but I'm telling you, if it was
the
Jim Buss still
I don't know that
he would have done. We don't know for a fact, but I. Look,
but based off
LeBron,
of what?
Listen, this is the whole reason we just
LeBron
had a discussion about this.
Some type of stability in the front office.
Oh, he got it because he walked out in one year.
Did we not just have a discussion about this that LeBron is probably super mad at Magic for pulling this off? So why would you be mad at somebody that didn't get you here in the first place? You mad because you came here because of you thought he was going to be here the whole time you was here.
Well, I just think that he's mad now because he doesn't everything that he thought was going to be is in flux. He's on a bad team that didn't make the playoffs.
Well, they would have made the playoffs if he doesn't get hurt.
No, I don't know about that. I don't believe that. I'm not convinced.
of course you're not. Hibbert is never convinced.
What are you talking about?
You picked them to make the playoffs.
Did I pick them to lose too?
You picked them to make the playoffs when he was healthy.
He just said that you're not sure about that, but you did. You're not sure about yourself?
No, I know what I said back then.
Yeah, all right.
But then I looked and I saw what was going on and I said, this team's not making the playoffs. Anyway. All I'm saying is
rack them.
Yeah, rack them up. That LeBron, I forgot my thought. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Here's Magic talking about getting LeBron.
Listen, everybody say I couldn't bring LeBron. See that dude back there? See him? They said, a guy wasn't going to come, but LeBron would never come here without another superstar. That's what everybody said. Did he come? Okay, he here.
Here's how much respect LeBron has for Magic. When LeBron lost that championship in 2011 to Dallas, he texted Magic that summer and was like, hey, I got to get over the hump. You know, wanting advice, you know? And so he has great respect for Magic. And I'm with you, Eddie. Look, Magic certainly made some bad moves. There's no question about it. However, he did clear the cap space to get not only LeBron, but look, at the very least, you got a shot at getting another free agent.
Right.
The Lakers are relevant, and everybody's talking about, he traded D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo, I'm convinced, with LeBron here, D'Angelo Russell would not have done that here in the Lakers, in the West, too.
And I'm not sure how much LeBron would have been looking at him like, he cool after what he did.
Right. I mean, I think that was a thing, and not just LeBron, but the rest of the
right.
Locker
room. Well, exactly.
It didn't stop Brooklyn from making the playoffs.
Well,
I think Brooklyn, a new team, he was able to turn the page, new place.
Some people might not even know he did that on that team. The young kid might not even know he did that.
I agree with that.
And then Julius Randle. Everybody's talking, and I like Julius Randle's game, but everybody talking about him like he's all NBA. He was putting up these numbers on a bad team. His numbers didn't lead. You always talk about empty numbers. His numbers in New Orleans didn't lead to any type of victories.
Kyle Kuzma put up numbers on a bad team, too, the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as you're consistent.
But my point is, how many 20-point scores can I have?
No, I'm just saying.
I got LeBron, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma.
You're consistent.
You think Randall's going to score
22? No, I'm just saying you're consistent. That's all.
So my point is just that. Again, Magic made some mistakes. I think trading Zubac, not that he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but at the trade deadline for Mike Muscala was a mistake. But as soon as he got there, what'd they do? They got rid of Timothy Mozgov, Luol Deng's contract.
See, Magic
and
made
now you got a shot.
That's all you want.
Magic,
you want a chance.
That's all you
want to be in, at least be
shot.
In the dance.
No, I get it. I just think Magic, I don't know if he was all the way up for the job or not. There were some other issues because everybody first guessed those players that they brought in on the 1 year contract. Right, Chris? You said, where are the shooters? Everybody did.
Everybody was like,
right?
What in the world?
Anybody
they
saw
doing?
Those guys, yeah. Right?
Did like, you need shooters. LeBron
around,
needs
right,
shooters.
Right, where are they?
Now, in fairness to Magic, I do believe this is an educated opinion, this is not just speculation. When they met for those 3 hours on July 1st, Magic, LeBron, they talked about this roster, and LeBron was in agreement as well that, look, we tried in Cleveland to outshoot Golden State, and we couldn't do it. All right? The way to beat them, when we beat them in 2016, we got physical with them. We slowed it down. We banged them. And he also felt like, I want some playmaking. Now, it was wrong. But I'm just saying, it wasn't
that was
just
the
Magic.
Idea, though.
Yeah,
that
LeBron
was the idea.
It was
that.
A bad idea.
That was the idea. And not physical. Only LeBron, it was a few of those players on
but
there.
It was a bad
a
idea.
Players, and that's exactly what they were saying. Like, they felt like they would be able to get to basically strong arm.
Right.
Strong arm.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to make some shots, too.
You do, man. But if you strong arm, they ain't making shots in.
And look, to your point, Eddie, it was working pretty well before LeBron got hurt.
If he gets hurt, they're in the playoffs.
They were 2.5 games from the ninth seed.
What was their seed?
Stop it!
What was their seed?
Rob, that's how it was. But that's how it was all year, though. That's how it was all season long.
Exactly.
It was a few amount of games that despair you for the difference between second, third, and tenth.
It's still in flux.
Yeah, right.
It's still in flux.
And you know what? You shouldn't really count that Zubac trade against Magic. Because he thought he was getting a case of Moscato, and it just didn't work out for him.
Kawhi don't even think that's funny. Kawhi better not laugh. He ain't getting no rim shot for that. He getting a rim shot?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie was asking for it.
Eddie, we've been on the air like 8 months. Rob's gotten 3 rim shots.
Oh, stop.
And he tells 10 jokes a show. So his batting average is lower
I had to give him one, man.
Chris
I'm looking
Davis.
Out for you, man.
I'm trying to get
his batting average lower than Chris Davis.
There's my man right there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
That is the voice of the Hall of Fame sports writer.
You got a rim shot for
Rick
that.
Rick Riley. And Rob Parker's idol because he also has worked as a stand-up comic.
I know, a stand-up philosopher. I like that.
Not well.
But Rick, your stuff was clean. That's what Rob got to get some
I'm
clean
wrestling
stuff.
With it. You know, the clean stuff doesn't work anymore, does it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you got to be funny.
Yeah. If you want that corporate speaking money, you got to be clean.
You got to be clean.
Because every time I go speak, they go, hey, last year, Faraday was here. You can't work that blue.
You can't do
it. Faraday works blue, man.
Don't do it.
I always go green.
All right.
So tell us about this book.
Yeah, you got a new book that came
Commander
out
Commander-in-Chief, which is great. What a great subtitle
is How Golf Explains Trump.
Okay, well,
here's
how it explains. Like, I have always said golf is like bicycle shorts. It reveals a lot about a man.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And what it reveals about this guy is that he'll do anything to win and make you think he's the best. And I don't mean just cheat on the course. Now, he tried to cheat Tiger Woods. He kicked Mike Tirico's ball in a bunker without him seeing. I mean, I got a million stories in here.
Wow.
But the thing that I think blows people away is that he says he's won 20 club championships. Now, in golf, you play at your club, and the club championship is the big award. You go against the very best players, and you don't get any shots. So, if I'm a 6, so I would get no shots against... Like Marty Fish is at my club, Pete Sampras, good players.
Right.
I got no chance. He says, I've won 18 of these against the best players. And I'm like, you big liar. Because he forgot he told me how he did it, which is he plays the first round at any course he opens and buys by himself and calls that the club
And he calls that, so he called, that's
what?
It.
What? Yeah. And then He won one. He was in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. They played it down at Mar-a-Lago, and some other guy won it. Ted Virtue, the money behind the Green Book. And Ted Virtue wins it. Trump comes back, sees Virtue on the 12th hole, says, hey, Ted, you won, but that doesn't count if you didn't beat me. And Ted's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got to play me six holes. And Ted's like, I'd love to, but my kid's here. His 12-year-old kid. Well, he can play. So like, okay, and the SWAT team guys and the Secret Service are there. What's he going to do, say no
right.
to the President of the United States on his course? And so sure enough, they start playing. And, of course, Trump has his cheaty cat. He's way out front
right.
in the supercharged cart so they can kick it and boozle
and move
and throw
it, right.
it. And, yeah, all this stuff. So Trump hits in the water on this par three, and the two, the dad and the son hit it on the green. By the time they get there, Trump's lining up the kid's butt. And the kid's like, Dad, he's lining up my ball. And the caddy says, this is this is the president's ball. And the kid goes, Dad, that was a new ball. They're taking my ball. And he makes the putt, wins the bet,
wow.
cheating.
Wow.
And now he's the club champion for the...
But he takes it from a kid, a 12-year-old kid?
No, he takes it from the dad, but yeah,
right.
essentially.
Wow.
And it just gets worse from there. Like, for instance, you know Trump Los Angeles here, which isn't in Los Angeles, it's clear down in Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
But he says that's the best course in all of California. It's better than Pebble Beach. Well, it doesn't even rank in the top 50 in California. Pebble Beach is arguably the best course in the world, usually in the top three or four. So I'm like, no way. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone at Pebble Beach will even tell you that. So if you walk in right now to Trump Los Angeles down there and you're wearing a Pebble shirt, the pros make you take it off and buy a...
What?
Yeah, like what?
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a... That's the course that fell into the sea. And it's decent, but it's not...
It ain't that.
What planet are you living on,
That's
dude?
Incredible. That is incredible. So you're not surprised at all with what we see going on daily?
No. Like he says he's a 2.8 handicap. I don't know if you guys, you know, golf. That's really good.
That's great, yeah.
I played with him. Tiger played with him. Ernie Els. We all think he's about a 10.
If he's saying 2.8?
2.8. If he's a 2.8... Queen Elizabeth is a pole vaulter. There's no freaking way. So I bet him $100,000. I said, look, I'll bet you $100,000. I'll put it out on Twitter. You get your 2.8. I'll get my 5.4. We each got to have a rules guy. We're not using your cheating caddies.
Right.
We're not using your turbocharged cart. And it can't be at your course with your name on it.
But I'll play you.
I will play him for the house, everything. Because he can't cover it.
You said that to him?
No, I tweeted it. I've said it on every show.
And he hasn't responded.
He's not responding.
So now he won't talk to you.
I'm begging for a
tweet. He didn't talk about the for the book.
I'm begging for a tweet.
I
could drink imported beer the rest of my life.
You want him to rip the book, right?
Yes.
Rip the book, Trump. So right? Rip it.
Rob, what's my first tweet after he rips me? Okay, who read it to you?
Exactly. There you go. And then the next one is available on Amazon.
There you go.
Right. That's a good one.
Right?
Hello, we got a rim shot. Thank you.
Got another one. Look at that.
That was for Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was banking your rim shots for me later on. Wow.
What kind of guy tries to cheat Tiger Woods? He's playing against Tiger. He hits two balls in the water, knocks the third one on. Tiger hits it in like to kick in from 6 inches. And Tiger says, what are you putting for, Mr. President? And he says, 4.
Oh, God.
What?
He's cheating the best player in the world.
It's not even done in a fun-loving way. You know, chuckles and you know.
No, he's serious. He wants
to win.
To win. I mean.
But don't they say golf cheats are the worst people? Only from the standpoint of the game is built on honesty, right? Because you're out of the course.
Because it's so. Right, because the measures, the room is so big.
Right.
That you got to know I'm in the woods left, and I'm not going to cheat you. And I got to know you're in the woods right, and you're not going to cheat me because we're friends.
Right. You're not going to throw the ball and get it out of there.
My dad said, look, Ricky, take up this game. We call our own penalties. It meant something to me. I said in the book, I'm not so much offended as a voter. I'm offended as a golfer. Because he's leaving a big orange splotch on the game. Like, I can go to the pawn shop right now in Ventura and get a trophy and carve winner into it and shine it up and put it on my fireplace mantle. But when I look at it, it still reflects the face of a faker.
Right.
He's faking this.
So all those championships, he has the plaques and the trophies for him and everything?
They're on his locker.
Right.
I mean, one time a guy told me he came in, saw that some guy had won while he was out of town. He said, oh, I beat that guy all the time. And all of a sudden, this poor bastard's name's coming off, and Trump's name's going up.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Well, Rick, we appreciate it.
What an honor to have you in here.
Really, you're star for honor, man.
Seriously.
Great job.
Come on, man.
Go get the book, Commander and Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. Where can they get it at?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any bookstore. I got 11,000 in my basement.
In your trunk?
No. Yeah. I needed it, man. How do you think we made the New York Times list?
That's right.
Great job, man.
Newspapers used to drown papers, you know, to get the circulation.
That's true.
I know.
And that's it,
right?
Remember the time I caught Marge Schott hiding cars?
Yes.
So she could get the Chevrolet. She had a car dealership. And I caught her hiding cars on her property so she could get the bonus from Chevrolet. And then she showed me that Nazi armband. You remember
that? That was it.
Wow.
Yes.
A couple.
And she was just completely lying.
Rick Riley, thank you.
My man,
keep
thank
it
you.
Locked.